With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. The Federal Reserve issued the minutes from its most recent policy meeting, which included their forecast for economic growth and possibly more interest rate hikes. We'll address the minutes as well as President Trump's criticism of the Fed in a moment with The Wall Street Journal's Kate Davidson. First, here are some top news headlines. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde backed out of Saudi Arabia's flagship business conference in Riyadh. It comes amid growing concerns over the kingdom's role in the disappearance and alleged murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Ms. Lagarde had previously indicated she would be attending the event, the Future Investment Initiative, but joined a host of global business leaders to pull out of a conference deemed central to Saudi Arabia's plans to attract international investors. Dozens of heads of companies say they won't attend next week's conference, including long-standing Saudi Arabia backers such as JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon and Blackstone Group founder Steven Schwarzman. Several large U.S. public funds with holdings in Facebook, including New York City's pension funds, are backing a shareholder proposal to push out Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg as chairman of the social media giant. The announcement has no practical effect on Mr. Zuckerberg in his position as both CEO and chairman because he has a lock on the bulk of Facebook's supervoting shares. But the news heightens scrutiny of Facebook's corporate governance after a string of missteps and controversies. The Trump administration opened a new front in Washington's economic conflict with China. The White House began a process Wednesday to withdraw from the Universal Postal Union, a 144-year-old international postal body whose discounts allow Chinese merchants to ship small packages to U.S. customers at steeply discounted rates. Officials say the move by the State Department addresses complaints from U.S. companies criticizing China's ability to undercut competition through cheap delivery costs. The discounts allow merchants to ship small packages to U.S. customers more cheaply from China than from a domestic U.S. warehouse. Coming up, the Fed policy minutes and President Trump's complaints about Fed rate hikes. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve issued the minutes from its last policy meeting held September 25th and 26th. The minutes showed Fed policymakers voted unanimously for an interest rate hike and signaled they see a strong economy justifying continued gradual rate hikes. Fed officials also said they will watch for evidence their moves are keeping economic growth on an even keel. A backdrop for this has been President Trump's recent comments about the Fed, for example, calling the central bank, quote, my biggest threat. The president has directed criticism toward the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Jerome Powell, over the past week or so, criticizing the Fed over its raising short-term interest rates. Joining us from Washington to talk about the Fed minutes and the Fed's biggest critic is Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson. So, Kate, this means we can expect a fourth interest rate hike this year at the next meeting in December.
I think that that expectation is reasonable, Charlie, and that's certainly what markets expect. When the Fed met at the end of September, they also released economic projections. And so it wasn't a surprise to us that they reiterated this message because the projection showed that most officials were projecting another rate increase in December. And they've also penciled in about three rate increases next year. So the minutes just affirmed that they remain on that path.
Well, isn't the real question how long the Fed feels it needs to keep raising rates to what they call this neutral level? Why don't you go into that?
Yeah, sure. So the neutral level of interest, it's a little bit tricky, but you mentioned earlier about keeping things on an even keel. So basically, the neutral rate is the rate at which, you know, rates are neither spurring economic growth nor slowing it down. And so most officials have indicated that that's the range that they want to get to, where the economy is just a healthy economy. But the question about what to do after that is a bit up in the air. Some officials think that the Fed should continue raising rates past that point, possibly to slow the economy down to avoid inflation going up too much. Part of the problem, though, is they don't exactly know where this neutral rate is. It's very uncertain. There have been some estimates of it, but nobody really knows. And that's something that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has tried to sort of play down a little bit, this idea that they can know with any certainty. And he's sort of just said they're going to continue looking at incoming data, but he doesn't want people to pin their expectations around where the neutral rate might be, because officials are just a little bit unclear on that.
Kate, moving along here, President Trump has said he's not happy with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who he appointed. To reiterate, what is Mr. Trump's main criticism about the Fed and its rate hikes?
So he has said that he thinks the Fed is raising interest rates too quickly. In other words, he thinks that they just need to wait and see what happens with inflation, because right now, according to the president, he said there's not really signs that inflation is picking up, very quickly. And that's probably fair. You know, the latest inflation data showed that prices had risen over the past year around 2%. And, you know, there are a couple of different measures that you could look at, but the Fed's preferred inflation gauge shows about 2%. And that's right around where the Fed wants to see it. And so it's not just the president who's made that argument. Others have said, why are we raising rates? The economy has room to run, so to speak. So that's not that unusual. I think it's the manner in which the president is doing it is definitely unusual.
Mr. Trump's comments about Fed policy are extremely unusual for a president to make, aren't they?
Yes. So we've heard presidents in the past criticize the Fed. So it's not unprecedented, but from about the early 1990s, the White House has taken an approach of just being hands-off when it comes to monetary policy. They don't comment on interest rates. They don't comment on what the Fed is doing. That's something that was started during the Clinton administration. It was interesting. Earlier this week, we heard from former Fed Chair Janet Yellen, and she was a member of the Clinton administration at the time, and she said that that this was something they decided to do so that they wouldn't spook the markets, basically. President Clinton at the time had just struck this deficit accord, but the Fed was starting to raise rates, and I think it was viewed as not the greatest thing for the White House, but he decided to just stay out of it, not say anything, and that tack has persisted over the years until this administration, obviously, this president is very outspoken about it, and his advisors are saying he has his opinions, and there's nothing wrong with speaking out about it. He's not telling the Fed what to do. He's just saying what he thinks.
Fed Chair Powell has defended the Fed's policy on interest rates. Former Fed Chair Janet Yellen also weighed in on President Trump's comments, saying that it was really not a good idea to do this. The president was asked in an interview with Fox Business Network whether he would consider firing Mr. Powell. What exactly did he say in that interview?
Well, he did say that he acknowledged, look, I can't reappoint the Fed chairman for another almost 4 years. So that kind of suggested that he wasn't thinking about taking any immediate or drastic action. And there's definitely questions of whether he could do anything, whether he could even fire the Fed chairman. But I don't think that that's something that he's actively considering, as he suggested. He said, you know, I have a few more years, but we'll see. Right. He acknowledged, look, I put him in there, and he said something like, maybe that was right, maybe that was wrong, and there are some other people that I'm not that happy with. But overall, and then he kind of switched and said, overall, I'm mostly happy with the Fed. But of course, he continued to say that he just doesn't think they should be raising interest rates as fast as they are.
Kate, the Federal Reserve is supposed to be pretty much an independent agency, not influenced by political pressure. But couldn't President Trump's rhetoric complicate how the Fed charts the future path of interest rates and how it communicates its policy to the public?
It definitely could. It just sort of puts the Fed in an awkward position. So right now, I think that officials, you know, they have a pretty clear decision in front of them. It's pretty obvious that they want to move ahead and raise rates in December. But as we get further out, there might start to be more close calls, so to speak. You know, it might be more difficult decisions. And if they feel like there's a risk of political blowback, that could influence the way that they think about making their decision. And obviously, Fed Chair Powell and his predecessors have repeatedly said that the politics don't factor into their decision, but it could, if markets think that that's becoming a risk, it could undermine their effectiveness.
Joining us from Washington, Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal in New York.